I don't know why. I love that song. I don't get sick of it. Maybe, is it because it's Whitney? I don't know. Kygo, Whitney Houston, Higher Love. Love it. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. We made it. It's Friday.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
And it's going to be nice. Sunny temperatures in the mid-40s. Ooh. And because it's Friday, it's time for the Friday Fishbowl Question of the Day.
Okay. I like
so, it. So basically, I stick my hand in a dirty fishbowl and I pull out a question. We all have to answer it. And we will post it on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. So today's question is, okay.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather climb naked up a large cactus or naked over an electric fence? And I think I know the answer for all of us. Well, I think Walmart Jeff has already done the electric fence thing. You have. Years ago, I made you do it.
I've actually experienced both.
Have
what?
You?
Yeah. How did you do that? Where cactus? Would you find a cactus?
Back when I, in like my early 20s, I was at a house party. My friend's parents.
I thought he was going to say I went to Arizona.
No, my friend's parents had like a few
the
as
cactus?
Like plants. Like,
okay.
And they were big. Like they were like 4 or 5 feet big.
Right.
And I was pushed into
a cactus.
Two of them.
But so, were you naked?
Yeah.
We were. I was actually wearing a bathing suit.
Okay.
Because it was summertime.
All right. So,
I've experienced both.
All right. So, which would you choose? Naked up a cactus or God. Over an electrified fence?
The cactus thing hurts like hell. I am not going to lie. The electric fence is just like a...
Well, I zap you guys. Eyes, every Friday you get zapped.
They both suck.
In fact, one of you is going to get zapped with an electric fence coming up this morning.
Oh, God. I would do the fence.
Yeah.
Yowzers.
I feel like you're used to it now, right? The fence? Yeah,
kind of, yeah.
All right, Gavin, would you rather climb naked up a large cactus or over an electrified fence?
See, I've never gotten used to you zapping me.
I know. He doesn't like it.
I hate it. And I, you know, if you ever get like a little shock or something, you feel it through your whole body. So
yeah.
I would think I would go with the cactus.
You would go with the cactus?
Because you can kind of select what gets, you know, pricked.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, my hands, okay. But like the rest of my body could be okay.
Yeah.
You know, if I just do it
slowly.
Could be okay. So I would go with the cactus, Courtney.
Courtney, what would you rather do? Climb the electric fence or climb the cactus naked?
I've had experiences with electric fences before.
Okay.
there's an electric fence where my horse was once, and I didn't want to touch it, so I was leaning kind of over to hand him an apple, and my breasts got zapped by the electric fence.
What?
Oddly, it didn't bother me. No, I'm going to go with electric fence.
I got
zapped in the breast by an electric fence, and I survived.
Okay.
So I would just climb right over it naked. No big deal.
Nice.
Once you get zapped in the boob, with an electric fence, it's
all
nothing.
Good.
It's nothing. You can join in on the conversation right now. We're going to post it to the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is a 6:26 time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So according to a new study, Americans get more excited about this than Christmas.
A holiday?
Yeah.
I hate to say this.
Yeah, I know.
Thanksgiving is like my favorite.
Oh, really?
I feel like it's a time to give thanks. Although Christmas is a very special time if you're religious too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I get excited for Thanksgiving more than I do Christmas, and I'm not sure why, but I do.
Okay. Well, you don't have to buy any gifts, which is
always
good.
That's true. I feel like Christmas is too. It's so stressful nowadays that Thanksgiving you just get together with friends or family and you give thanks and have a nice meal.
That's it.
And we all know what Gavin's favorite holiday is.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Till his wife has a baby. Oh my God, his head's going to explode.
That's right. And it's going to be pretty much after we have the baby. So, oh man. I was going to say Valentine's Day though, Walmart Jeff, because, you know, you get to spend time with that special person in your life.
Yeah, it turns out Valentine's Day people get more excited about Valentine's Day than they do the holiday season, Christmas and all that stuff. February 14th is on a Friday this year.
It is.
So awesome.
Which is good for like restaurants and bars and stuff like that.
True, yeah.
This is actually pretty sad. 28% of the people that were polled in the survey said they are actually spending Valentine's Day and celebrating with their fur babies and not their significant others.
Sorry. Probably shouldn't say it out loud. I was getting excited. Like, I would have no problem at all with that. None.
Okay.
So, ladies or gents, if you're celebrating Valentine's Day with your fur baby, cheers. Because that's the way to go.
Well, here's the thing. Significant other isn't even number two on the list.
Well, they just let you down. Your fur baby never lets you down. Your significant other is going to let you down.
Number two on the list is your dearest friend that you plan on celebrating with.
That's true.
Oh, Galentine's is big, too.
It is.
What is that?
Galentine's, we hang out with your gals.
The girls.
The girls, you know?
How the hell do you know that?
Listen, I'm in tune with things, okay? Valentine's Day is a thing.
All right, and number three on the list is significant other. So if you're celebrating Valentine's Day, you're going to celebrate with your fur baby.
Your girlfriend.
and then
your significant other.
With Gavin, yeah, or your mother. Exactly. Yeah. All right, it is a 6:28. We are still paying your bills at the top of every hour right up until 9 o'clock tonight. So another chance for you to win $1,000 is coming up at 7.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. That's Lil Nas X. I've got a story about Lil Nas X at the Grammys and Lil Nas X's special guest. That is coming up in your Hollywood Report. But first, would you like to talk about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
She's opening up about an eating disorder. She says paparazzi photos were her trigger in her new Netflix documentary, Taylor Swift, Miss Americana, which I cannot wait to see. Taylor says that when she'd see a picture of herself and she looked like she had a stomach or she looked too big or someone would comment that she looks pregnant, she said she would starve herself and exercise for hours. She says, I thought I was supposed to feel like I would pass out at the end of a show or even in the middle of the show. She says, now I realize, no, if you eat food, you have energy and you get stronger. She says she has worked really hard to overcome her eating disorder.
I really like Taylor Swift.
I love her.
And I saw the trailer to this documentary.
Yeah.
It just seems like one big pity party for Taylor.
You think?
Yeah, it just seems like poor me, everyone hates me, poor me, poor me. Like,
see, I saw the trailer and I thought, this is a strong woman.
Really?
This is somebody who started out as a kid, who was bullied by the industry, who was picked on by boyfriends, and she rose. She rose up.
It's getting great reviews at Sundance.
Ooh.
Right now. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't wait to see it. Sunday night's Grammy Awards, they're going to be very interesting. Billie Eilish and Lizzo, both first-time nominees. They lead the award pack, both ladies making their first appearance on the show ever. Demi Lovato, Comeback Trail, she's going to be debuting a brand new song. And the song was written about her near-death experience. And they're saying it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton will share the stage for the first time to do a duet at the Grammys.
I can't wait for that.
The lineup also includes Ariana Grande, the Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, and BTS and Diplo joining Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus on the stage to perform.
Nice.
It's going to be really
awesome lineup.
I can't wait. And finally, the story, I'm sorry. It's funny, but it annoys me. A Twitter user posted a video of James Corden riding around with Justin Bieber for an episode of The Late Show's Carpool Karaoke, which I love. It basically, if you don't know what it is, it's James Corden. He's just driving a car. He picks up a celebrity. They turn on the radio and they like do karaoke together.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out James Corden isn't actually driving. This Twitter user posted a video of Carpool Karaoke. Instead, his car is being towed by a truck.
Oh, come on.
It is the worst weird thing. It's like he's sitting there singing, doing the episode with Justin Bieber, and it shows him being towed.
He's
not even driving.
Man.
I feel like right? I feel when you're driving down the road with your girlfriend and you crank the tunes, that's the whole thing. You're driving and singing, not sitting and singing.
That stinks.
But if you want to see the video, you can check it out right now. And more in these stories, plus Taylor Swift's interview at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:50, time for good news every weekday morning. We start our day with good news at this time. If you've got good news, maybe you have something big planned for the weekend, call us. Or maybe you're still going strong for dry January. Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, of course.
This is our last weekend for those of you doing it with me. Next weekend, we get to have a cocktail. Share your good news, 860-247-9570. I've got good news for Walmart, Jeff, and Gavin. The last time I had good news, it was...
Not good news.
It was National Hug Day.
It was. And Gavin got up and hugged it out with Walmart, Jeff.
I did.
So the picture has
gone viral, too.
It has gone viral. Lots of comments on that picture of you hugging Walmart because he doesn't like to hug. It is National Compliment Day. It's a good day to compliment somebody.
I love that.
And so I figured we maybe go around the room real quick. I'm going to say, Gavin, I think you're the kindest person, not just man, the kindest person with the nicest heart I've ever met in my life.
Courtney, that's a great compliment.
Yes.
Thank you.
Walmart, Jeff.
Yes.
You're my best friend.
Really?
Yeah, for a guy.
Like, okay.
I actually don't have a girl best friend.
That's fine.
So you could be encompassing all of them. I know we don't talk after Friday or after 10 a.m. usually, Monday through Friday, but I would consider you like a best friend.
Okay, thank you, Courtney.
Is that a compliment or is that not? That might
that's,
not be.
I mean, that's very nice.
Okay. Let's
a compliment.
Go. Let's go to Gavin.
Okay. Courtney.
And you don't have to compliment me if you don't want.
No,
you
no,
can just
I
start
have to compliment
okay,
you.
Okay.
You are so I'll strong.
Take. Oh yes.
You're independent. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you for your dry January.
Oh, thanks, Gav.
Yeah. You know, I just
good.
You just make my heart feel so good sometimes.
I'll take that compliment.
Yeah. Thank
you,
Courtney. And Walmart Jeff.
Yes.
That beer T-shirt is not stained. So I, you know, I'm complimenting you on that nice, fresh, clean beer T-shirt.
All right.
Thank you.
I like it. National Compliment Day. Walmart Jeff, would you like to participate?
No, I'll pass on this one.
All right.
Well, actually, you know what, Courtney?
You don't have to. You can pass.
I just want to say...
No, don't just say anything to me.
No. I want to say that I'm very proud of you because when you put your mind to something, you actually, you stick through it, you pull it, you know,
yes.
you work your way through it no matter how hard it is.
Yes.
And I know this dry January has been very challenging for you.
Very, very challenging.
And I think it's amazing that you've stuck with it for 24 days so far.
If you're going to do it, go hard. That's what I said.
Exactly.
Good compliment.
Thank you. Gavin, what is your good news?
Oh, he's not going to give me a compliment?
I didn't think so, but I would love it if you did. Just give him one.
Come on, a quick one. Just a quick one. Nothing?
If you give him a compliment, then neither one of you have to do good news today.
Gavin.
Yeah.
Your haircut doesn't look as dumb as it usually does.
Oh my God. Oh, well.
I'll take it.
All right.
I will take it.
If you're going to take it, I'm going to take it. It is National Compliment Day. That is our good news that we've given each other compliments. What's your good news? Call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Lindsay, where are you calling from?
Cromwell.
Welcome to the show, Lindsay. Do you have good news to share?
I do. I just recently finished the police academy, and I'm starting my first week at my new department, so I'm excited about that.
Wow. Yay!
That's awesome.
And what is your what is your new department?
Manchester.
Fantastic. And what is your shift?
We're figuring it out now, probably lucky midnight, but I'm excited for it.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you so much for taking care of our community. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And what a great accomplishment. Thank you so much for sharing your good news.
Thank you. You guys have a good Friday.
Oh, and by the way, I think Gavin's mom lives in Manchester, so if you ever stop her, you might want to just let her go. Right?
All right?
That's right. Yeah, protect
I
my
got
mom.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
All right. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Courtney, good morning. This is Stacy from Bloomfield.
Stacy in Bloomfield. Ooh, I was just, I just tried a new restaurant in Bloomfield called The Republic.
Nice. I'm right across the street from there.
Really? And it was delicious. I had a fabulous salad. And when dry January is over, I'm going to go have a cocktail.
Good for you.
So what's your good news?
I just won $20 off a scratch off.
Nice. Yes. Good for you.
Oh, no, I've never won anything ever.
Nothing like gambling at 7 a.m.
Well, it was only yesterday I just scratched it off, so I can get.
All right, well, listen, this is what I'm going to do. You said you never win anything, right?
No, I've never won anything.
Well, I'm going to give you tickets to see Chelsea Handler at Mohegan Sun.
Stop it.
No, I'm not.
No.
This is your lucky day. Scratch ticket and Chelsea. And Chelsea Handler tickets.
I love her. She's funny as AF.
AF.
All right, well, listen. Congratulations on winning the money. And thank you for sharing your good news.
Thank you.